Hey everybody, for Jeff Duncan, I'm Paul Kingsbury. Let's start things off in Burley, Idaho for the American Legion Baseball Class A Northwest Regional Tournament. IdahoSports.com has been there since Friday, broadcasting all of the games, including last night's thriller between the Rocky Mountain Avalanche and the Burley Green Sox. After four innings, the Green Sox were up 14-2, but the Avalanche bats came alive in the fifth by scoring 11 runs to close the gap to 14-11. Final score, Burley 17, Rocky Mountain 14. Yeah. That was baseball, not preseason football. Great game last night at Burley High School. From the Idaho Statesman's Varsity Extra, Fruitland High School senior Joey Martirano was chosen to play for the 2012 Under Armour All-America Baseball game. The game features 36 of the best high school players in the country. They're going to be playing August 18th at Wrigley Field. Go Cubbies. You can get more information by going to www.idahostatesman.com/varsityextra. Speaking of Joe Martirano, the Fruitland Grizzlies three-sport phenom will be gracing the cover of this fall's Idaho Sports Fall Preview Guide magazine. Watch the website for more details on how you can get your copy of that in the next week or so. You can check out Martirano and the rest of the Grizzly team when they take on the Middleton Vikings August 24th right here on idahosports.com opening weekend. That should be a great game in Middleton. The preseason statewide media poll will be coming out this weekend. With all the new coaching changes, classification changes, underclassmen this year, it should be really interesting to see who will get the nod for the top five. Check back Sunday on IdahoSports.com for that. We'll be including who we picked and in the spots we picked them. So make sure you leave a comment on how we did and how you think we should pick next week. The Rocky Mountain Rumble will be held at Holt Arena again this year on September 1st. IdahoSports.com will be there bringing you all the action live. Because of scheduling conflicts, there are only going to be three games this year, but they should be great ones. Shelley starts things off at 1 p.m., taking on Squim, Washington. Pocatello hits the field against Lehigh, Utah at 4. Highland plays the nightcap against Orem, Utah. That game's scheduled for a 7 o'clock start time. I'll be joined in the broadcast booth by Scott Burton and Jeff Duncan. The lovely Linda Lemons will be on the field, camera in hand, taking hundreds of action photos for each game. We can't wait for the Rumble. It's always a great time in Holt Arena. And the best part is the after party at Senor Iguana's, the best Mexican food in eastern Idaho, hands down. Of course, the Rocky Mountain Rumble isn't the only big football event in September. The Idaho Classic will be played at the Kippy Dome in Moscow on Saturday, September 15th. There's four games on the docket for that day. At the Kippy Dome, Sutter, California will take on Clarkston, Washington at 11 a.m. Ignacio Valley, California will take on Lewiston at 2 o'clock p.m. WF West, Washington will play Lake City at 5 in the nightcap for this one. Skyline Washington versus Coeur d'Alene at 8. Those times are all Pacific. If you can't be at the Kibbe Dome, don't worry. We'll be broadcasting all four games live right here on idahosports.com. This Friday, high school soccer starts. That's right. The sports season in high school starts this week. A few of the games on tap for the boys include Orofino at Priest River, McCall at Rocky Mountain. Twin will be playing at Highland, Emmett at Middleton, Pocatello at Burley, and complete schedules are on idahosports.com. Go check those out. Of course, the girls are also playing. Century at Minico, Eagle at Boise. That should be a good game. Middleton at Emmett, Valley View at Meridian, Caldwell at Bishop Kelly, Burley at Pocatello, Orofino at Priest River there as well. Once again, make sure you check out idahosports.com for schedules and results. If you're a baseball fan, don't miss today's continued American Legion tournament action. The Rocky Mountain Avalanche take on Glasgow, Montana at 2 o'clock, and the Burley Green Sox will play Mission Valley, Montana at 6. Both games will once again be broadcast live on IdahoSports.com. Jeff Duncan and Andrew Ray making the calls in the press box for Idaho Sports today. Don't forget to get your gridiron game picks in before the games start on the 24th. Compete against other sports fans across the state and even a few media guys. Well, that's going to wrap things up for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Jeff will be back in the saddle on Wednesday. If you have any ideas or comments, let me know at paul@idahosports.com. I'll catch you later.